Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I am Paul.
Hi, I'm... Wait. Oh, wait, I'm Jason.
You're Jason.
Your mic is, like, so different in my head that it, like, just, like, it was this ear-piercing sort of, like, stun gun sort of moment for me. But anyways, you know? And I'm Jason. Welcome to Before Birds, the podcast where you find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on the show, we are doing something a little different, or a little strange, you could say.
A little different? Mm. What?
We are providing...
And what thing is that?
We are providing 4 mini episodes for Stranger Things season 3.
Shut the front door.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Wow.
So this week it will be episode...
So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. That's it. Done. This week it will be episodes 1-4 and next week we'll be doing episodes 5-8. So in each one of these mini episodes, we will only discuss the plot from that episode. So if you have seen episode 1... You're in luck because this is all we're discussing on this episode. And then
Welcome.
You can binge watch the next or binge listen to the next episode,
episodes 1-4 will be out today. It's the most binge-worthy podcast for the most binge-worthy TV show.
Now, Jason.
Yep. Yes?
I have a question. Are we going to be releasing these as individual episode numbers to really boost our numbers up? Like, you know, oh, we've gone from 61 episodes to 65.
Let's not get into the metrics.
Or are we going to call it like, you know, episode 62.1, 62.2, etc.?
We've definitely already decided what to do.
I think that makes no difference to the metrics, but yeah, let's do 61. Wait, no, it's 61.1. Yeah, and we'll do it that way. So that'll work.
Fantastic.
Right? Yeah,
cool. I was just confused.
Yeah.
Epic.
Like everyone else, that it'll be like, wait, hang on. They just dropped 4 episodes.
Wait,
what is going on?
I downloaded 61.1, but what does that mean?
Yeah. Brilliant. And we'll probably change it in the future when everyone's confused and we realize the feedback didn't really work. So we're like,
can you never do that again, please? Can you just give me one bloody podcast to listen to?
Yeah.
And I want to listen to 4.
Dear Nerds Before Birds, stop trying new things. Thank you.
Quadruple the bandwidth, but like a quarter of the quality.
Yeah. In 6 months' time, when people are listening to this, it'll actually all just be one episode, kind of thing, just like crammed together. Kind of thing. There'll be no
parts. In 6 months from now, we've learned our mistake.
Yeah,
we're retconning.
What makes you think we're still going to be here 6 months from now?
Yeah, you're right.
It's true.
What an optimistic play.
I know.
It took me a lot to just get back here today after last week's episode.
Anyways, getting into this episode, because we're literally, like, we're already burning through the time that we have.
Oh, that's right. We said 20 minutes each episode.
We did. Mini episodes. Like, we're already 4 minutes in. Another 16 minutes
to go.
Well,
let's just say episode 2 is going to have more bang for your buck. Let's go.
All right. So what do you guys first, what did you guys think of this episode? Did you like it? Was it a great start to the season?
Are we actually, like, giving a rating for each episode individually? I wasn't ready for this. Okay.
Oh, I wasn't ready for this. Yep. Okay.
Sure.
Yep.
We'll do this.
Well, you have to the end of the episode. 4. Does it soar or does it flip the bird? Where does it land for you for episode 1?
I guess it soars. I guess it soars. Like, any introductory episode does. It was good.
You're right. You did say the same for Game of Thrones season 8, so.
He does.
Fair
enough. Yeah, you did. So
it was a good introductory episode, so shut the hell up.
Paul, what did you think of this episode?
I too think it soared.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And I can just say that straight away.
Yeah, you don't need a disclaimer at all.
I don't. It soared.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jason, you?
I thought it soared too. I was really happy with the episode. I thought it was great. I thought it was very interesting where we began this episode because I was not expecting Soviet Russia to be the opening scene of this show.
Yeah. Spoilers.
That is not where we've been before. So we're going to get
into
the plot.
Dean, you don't have to say spoilers. We're literally talking about the episode.
We're literally talking about the first
episode. We're
bloody
doing it. Jason, spoilers, some strange things happen. And they're only going to really get stranger.
Freaking hate you all.
Okay.
Completely.
That's, look, don't,
I can't, I
don't,
don't know
say
why.
That to the fans. That's not necessary. I'm sure they're good people.
After last week's best of episode, it was like, man, I mean, like, I guess, you know, we can only go up from here. I'm sure that, like, the next year is going to be full of respect and, you
what
know,
what are you talking about?
Understanding.
You came up way better in that episode.
I don't freaking know. What?
What are you whinging about? You came off way better in that episode than me.
This is true.
You baby.
I do like making...
I don't even remember what happened in that episode. So let's, yeah, whatever. Move on.
Yeah.
Soviet Russia. So where the Russians are experimenting, they're trying to break through to into the upside down. They've got their own machine. It looks pretty awesome. It kind of looks like a massive turbine kind of thing with all energy going through the middle of it.
It does.
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like it's yeah. And so it's trying to get in.
It looks
in.
Like the thing they were shooting the Tesseract with in the first Avengers movie.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah.
Or something from like a Transformer movie or something. Something Michael Bay-ish.
Yeah, sure. Completely. So yeah, it's Michael starting Bay. Up and then it fails miserably and explodes and it explodes everybody around it.
And
so
kills some people in an amazing fashion.
And you kind of think, well, maybe it's not the best workplace. Their OH&S is a little bit to be desired. That's all I
HR's going to want a word with them.
Yeah, particular base or like Soviet Russia in general?
Oh, no, I think it's just that base. I don't know. Okay. I can't speak for Soviet Russia.
Because after watching Chernobyl.
A lot
Chernobyl,
of things are happening in Soviet Russia in the 80s.
Yes.
That's true, yeah.
Very true.
Sneaky Russians.
So, yeah, they explode and it's not good. And then you have the general that comes out and he's like basically pretty cranky about things not working out the way that he wanted them to work out. Like their experiment is obviously failed.
Yep.
So he promotes Dr. Alexia by killing the other guy.
Spoilers.
Well, his Terminator guy kills the head scientist. Yeah. He does like a whole
classic Star Wars
sort of thing. Yeah. That was what I was thinking. It was like the general had a force choke, but he used someone else to do it kind of thing. And like
the force in this case is a giant Russian.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's fully Russian Arnold Schwarzenegger. It really is. Like, yeah. And
especially going towards
so
like
the series
after,
goes
yeah
on.
In the later episodes for sure the similarities come out.
What do you
we're
mean?
Not gonna spoil that. So we have a dead Russian on. And then he tells Dr. Alexia that who is a new character for this season that you have 1 year to solve whatever they want to do. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Corbett.
But he says it in Russian. He doesn't actually just have like an English Yeah, that's words he uses. I didn't know you spoke Russian.
Oh, fluently. That's what I've done, yeah.
Beautiful. So, yeah, we skip forward to a year later. It's 1985, and Mike and Eleven are, they're getting...
Passion.
Yeah, they're very passionate. And Hopper
they are
passing,
that's...
That's exactly what they're
pashing
doing.
Pashing it. They are pashing it.
And Hopper's not happy about this because he's now the parent of Eleven, so he's like getting really cranky and Mike's just getting really under his skin. So
Look, I sided with Hopper a lot.
Oh, completely sided with him.
Through a wall if I was the dad.
I completely agree. I think it's because we're a little bit older, like just saying. I don't know. But
two of the three of us
are
dads.
I can't speak for you guys.
It's just rude. It's just rude is what he's being.
What Mike is? Mike's a jerk to Hopper. Yeah, like
Mike's
he really is.
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them, though, are pretty horrible. Yeah.
He's been a tool since season
David
one.
David Harbour is just such a likable dude. He's just fantastic.
Yeah. Have you guys seen his new Netflix special, the Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein?
Wait, what? What?
Have you seen that? It like dropped last night when we're recording this. I watched it. It only goes for like 32 minutes. There's actually a review up on our Nerds Before Birds website. Plug for that.
You work way too fast.
But
Frankenstein's Monster's Monster.
Yes, yes. Frankenstein's Monster's Monster is, it is hilarious. It is really, really funny. I feel like it's one of those things that nobody's going to watch, but, and it's really bizarre comedy kind of thing. It's so strange. Cause it's, if you guys have ever seen, is it Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
I think. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically that kind of humor. Like it's so weird, but fantastic. So you guys should check that out. It's only, it only goes for 32 minutes. It's one telly movie kind of thing. But yeah, I watched that last night and I actually think it's really, really funny, but so I feel like nobody's going to watch it. It's just,
does he play Frankenstein or the monster? Or is that saying too much?
I don't want to give it away. That's okay. Too much. So bizarre.
We talk about it in its own podcast.
Yeah. We probably could.
This is
we
true.
Could.
Yeah. We're halfway but through. Anyways. We're only up to the second scene.
Yeah. We're only 11 minutes in. Again, 9 minutes
we're losing minutes to Frankenstein's Monster's
Monster. 9 minutes ago.
Damn it, Jason.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Isn't that worth it?
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is worth it. Anyway, so Hopper is like really cranky about everything that's going on. So he, later on in the episode, he decides to go to Joyce to get some advice of how he could like work out what's going on with Mike and Eleven and basically create some boundaries for them because they're just kind of annoying him, I agree. They're pretty annoying. So Mike goes home.
Borderline assault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike goes home and he doesn't go home. Actually, he goes to the Starcourt Mall, which is
Starcourt Mall.
Yeah, this which is our pretty much our main location for this season. It seems like they've put a lot into this location. I feel like it's going to come around
in this episode. It feels like it's going to come around.
It feels like a real place. That's what I really like about it. Like you can run around. You've got like the secret passageways, like, you know, the back doors for.
Are there back doors?
Yeah, the back doors for like the different restaurants.
Oh, the movies.
Yeah.
And they got into the movies as well. So
they've clearly laid this place out well. I loved it.
Yeah. They meet up with Steve, who now works at Scoops Ahoy, which is the ice cream parlor thing. Mm-hmm. They sneak into the back of a cinema to see The Day of the Dead, which came out, I looked this up, came out on the 3rd of July, which means that pretty much, I think this entire series is pretty much going to fall over like a few days because like they're leading into the 4th of July celebrations and stuff. But
there you go.
Yeah. Basically after the first 1 hour, 1 year sort of time jump sort of thing.
Mm.
Anyways, so they're going in to see The Day of the Dead, which again, it's great to see that movie is being used in a movie instead of the original Dawn of the Dead that was accidentally thrown into public domain by a copyright thing. Someone got like fired from that. Did you know that? Like, so what happened is the original Dawn of the Dead, which was George
Romero.
So he made it and it was like low budget and everything like that. And somehow one of the producers accidentally entered it in as like public domain. So
that's
why that movie, it appears in heaps of different movies and different shows as like the thing that people are watching on TV, because it's a public domain movie that isn't heaps old kind of thing.
That's pretty funny.
But it was a complete accident that they accidentally ended up with that. But it's cool to see something else that they would have actually.
That's hilarious.
I have a theory that we're definitely going to go back to the Dawn, like, because you know how, like, you know, Stranger Things, like, season one was, like, the different seasons kind of reference different 80s pop culture icons.
Yes, I think. Like,
first season was E.T. and Carrie, and then second season D&D. This one, I think, well, obviously Terminator's in there, but I also feel like there's a bit of Invasion of the Body Snatchers going on. I feel like we're going to go
invasion
into
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I think we're going to get into like leading down. I haven't finished watching it, but I feel like we're going to end up going back and reviewing like Dawn of the Dead kind of thing, because that does happen in a shopping mall. So it's like, I kind of feel like that's going to be a perfect way to like potentially it could wrap this up.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the end, so I could be wrong.
Here we go.
I could be wrong.
You could be.
And I feel like, Jason, you have.
So, while they're watching Day of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, while they're watching Day of
you
the Dead.
You know what? I actually, and I got it wrong too. It was Night of the Living Dead that went into public domain, not Dawn of the Dead. Sorry. Let's continue on.
Cool.
Yeah, while they're watching that, it suddenly the power goes out in all of Hawkins, and Will gets a little bit of goosebumps on the back of his neck, so he knows that something is up. We're not sure exactly what is up, but something is up. Meanwhile, in an old mill, we see a bunch of rats going towards something, and it begins to emerge that there's this smoke monster, kind of Lost-style kind of smoke monster being born. And we realize that something has come through from the Upside Down, but we're not really sure what.
That's right.
At this stage. And then what happens?
Well, then we cut to Dusty. Dustin.
Yep.
Dusty. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Dusty's coming home. He's been at a science camp and he's been really stoked about that. Mm-hmm. He gets home and dumps all his crap and he's a little bit bummed out that no one's there to sort of greet him. He's like, what a garbage friends I have. But then as he's unpacking his stuff, all of his toys come out of nowhere.
Of having garbage friends.
I don't have friends. That's why you don't have friends. You don't get disappointed if you don't have friends.
Did you just say I don't have friends? But okay, yeah.
Is that why you don't have friends anymore,
Jason?
That's right. Because you just got over garbage friends.
Anymore? You've got to have them to begin with. What are you talking about in past tense?
That was like his garbage friends. Like they were literally made out of garbage. That he just like made his own friends.
Come on, man.
Oh, Boxy, you're so funny.
Oh, Kenny, you're the best.
Kenny, you killed Kenny. Anyway, so all of his little remote control toys come out of nowhere and they start wandering out of his room. Dustin follows them he gets into the middle of his lounge room, it's revealed that all of the friends are there and Elle has got a nosebleed, so she's controlling all of the toys with her mind.
I wonder how much blood she loses and can lose kind of thing, because she's always getting a nosebleed, right?
So are you talking about the actress or just in general,
because
I don't think her nose is actually bleeding. They're not just popping her in the nose every time she has one of those things.
Every time, every time she's
we're gonna do a cake ready.
She's doing the old Shia LaBeouf and cutting her face each time, each take kind of thing.
that's how cinema works.
I know how movies work. not that many.
Okay.
I mean the character. Dude, the character. How often she can,
it's just a nosebleed and it's not really a dripping, gushing bleed. It's a couple of drops.
We could test this.
Yeah, but does it bleed more when she has to use more of a power?
Yeah, but she doesn't use more. You barely see that. It happened once.
She closed the porthole in the last episode.
Yeah, and then she bled a lot. She's not bleeding that much the whole time.
We should test this tomorrow.
She's not walking around with two red fountains out of her nose.
Yeah. Should we test,
I'm
going to
close a porthole tomorrow.
Who's going to volunteer? How long can you have a nose bleed before you pass out?
I'm a gusher, so I reckon I'll pass out first.
Yeah.
I bleed just hard.
Yeah.
All right.
I raced a kid once when I was in year 10. I made him pass out. Yeah.
What? In a nosebleed?
I can pass out before you pass out, that kind of thing.
No. We're at the blood bus. We're donating blood. And you have to squeeze this orange thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you squeeze this orange thing.
Yeah.
And then it makes the blood
that
come.
That makes more sense.
And I filled my bag much quicker than he did, but he was trying really, really hard. And he was also in year 7 and passed out.
Oh.
And what year were you in?
Yeah.
He was 2010.
What year were you in?
No, I was in year 11.
Wow.
But he was laying there. So I'm oh, do you want to race? And he's like, okay.
Yeah, so you were probably you're much bigger than him. And he's probably this scrawny little year 7 year old. And you're year 7. I said year 7 year old.
year 7 year old.
You baby. You bleed like a child.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, well, he learned a lesson.
So you fully wow. That's terrible.
The nurse came back and she's why did he pass out? I'm like, we were racing. She's like, don't do that.
Well, that's all we have time for, guys.
But I'm done.
Thanks for...
Sorry.
That was a good episode.
I was going to ask like 10 minutes ago. I was like, if we get to 20 minutes and we're still rambling on and nowhere near finishing, are we just going to like wrap up and it's like, sorry, that's all you
just
get?
Call it?
Are we going to call it now?
No, it. Now we're going to go and into... Now we're going to go... We're going into lightning round, boys. Okay. Here's what's going down. Yes. Basically, Dustin says that he has got a girlfriend from the camp, Susie, and he's built a massive radio. I'm going to go through this very quickly.
Yeah.
Dean, so you shut your damn mouth and let this happen.
Stop interrupting, Dean, with like blood bank jokes and stuff like that. Come on, man.
It wasn't a joke. It was an anecdote.
Some anecdote, whatever.
I hate you guys.
So he's built a radio, and they go to a very, very tall hill. Jason! And they...
Rude.
And they go to a giant hill. They go to a giant hill.
He's returning from camp and he's saying that he's got a girlfriend named Susie, but everyone's like, no, we don't believe him. Kind of like Paul with claiming that Aaron's his girlfriend kind of thing.
She's real. It's going to make things way easier. We're going to get through so much more.
Why are you talking?
Anyways, so... naturally, nobody believes him, but he decides to set up a radio tower to communicate with Susie.
Susie. At that point, Susie.
Susie.
She's a steak.
We're blazing through this. It doesn't matter if I like mistakes.
Are we, Jason? Are we blazing through this?
So Susie doesn't respond to him because like, because she's fake like Paul's girlfriend. So at this point, he gets an interception of a signal being sent out throughout Hawkins.
You can have this one, Paul.
And it's some Russians that he can hear. Look, I'm trying to blaze through it. Words are hard when you're trying to blaze through it.
Everyone's left him. He intercepts Russian and he's like, what the hell is Russian? Then we hard cut to Billy. Billy is driving. Is Billy driving to hook up with the mum?
No. So Billy's a lifeguard at the pool. We haven't even covered him at all. But all the mums are like, oh, he's really hot and all this kind of thing. But Mike's mum in particular is really keen on Billy, like we've seen in last season.
She's towing that line.
Yeah, she completely is. So they decide to, you know, have an affair that night. And on the way to the affair, the mum's like, at the last minute, she's like, oh, nah, I have a conscience. I'm not going to do this.
On the way to the affair.
Yeah, on the way to the affair.
Well, I'll just put that over here with the rest of the affair.
I'll get back to that later.
Which affair is this?
She's not sure. She's had so many. She realizes that she actually does love her husband and she's not going to actually have the affair. And I actually really like this moment. I thought it was really sweet that she was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Even though she'd set it up and everything like that. She could have said no before she set up the whole
thing. I mean, really, what's her end game here?
I love how we were describing it like a chocolate bar. I was like, you know what? I'm trying to watch my marriage.
I'm trying to watch my marriage.
I might not have that affair tonight. Maybe next week.
I might have a little bit of that Turkish delight.
Anyways, so Billy's on the way to what he thinks is going to be the affair, but it's not going to happen, as we know. And he hits something. He's not sure what he's hit. But something has hit him.
Another affair.
Like he's hit, maybe he hit the affair. But then something grabs him and...
It's a rogue affair.
Pulls him into the mill, this old mill.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that the writers of the show have decided to, you know, jump out early and kill off the character that started with B first thing in the first episode, because I was like, you know, that's their whole thing. In each season, they kill off a character that starts with B. So it's like, oh, sweet, they've done it in the very first episode. Yeah, haven't you noticed that?
Definitely not.
Bob.
Who?
And now, like,
Bob!
Bob and Beth.
But they don't kill Bob first.
Bob. Is it Beth? Bob.
Bob, first season.
Barbara.
The only casualty in that season that's like a good
but
person.
But we don't know that, though. We think Will is the first one gone.
I've just been having fun.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, sweet, they've done it nice and early and they've killed him off really quickly. But
And he's dead.
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
Yeah.
We'll find out next podcast.
Is Billy really dead? Tune in next week to Nerds Before Birds.
It's not even going to be next week. It's going to be like, it's going to be today. It's going to be today.
Download the next one.
Yeah. In 5, 4, 3.
What? Two, this.
One.
What's, hang on, what's supposed to happen then?
Bye.
Yeah, well, no, we got to leave.
Next episode. Okay. see you in the next episode, guys.
We'll do a better next episode. Okay. It'll be way smoother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we'll just get on to the next episode, okay?
All right, we'll see you on the next episode, guys. We'll see you right... And I'm going to say now. I'm going to say now in the next one. Like, now!
I like that.